This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A veil of secrecy draped across the Ascension Parish School Board's approval of four new industrial tax exemptions this week. With no amounts and no job projections given in public documents for the projects codenamed Magnolia, Zinnia, Bagel, and Sunflower.
For them to reveal to the general public new projects and technologies would jeopardize millions of dollars in investment,
insisted Board Budget Chairman Troy Gautreau Sr. They even kept the sound system turned down, so the packed house had to strain to hear speakers objecting to the exemptions.
I'm giving someone a blank check. I don't even know who the check's written to. It's written to cash.
I was shocked to learn just how many hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes are not collected. And for each property tax dollar our school board does not collect, somebody else gets to pay extra. Homeowners and small business owners.
If businesses were doing right, we as parents would not have to be going from door to door selling chocolate-covered almonds to fund our school.
Industry representatives and even a few citizens like Sheila Hidalgo spoke in favor of the proposals.
Everyone around me has a job in the manufacturing industry. We voted y'all in. You live in a conservative parish, so I would like y'all to take that into account as y'all vote.
Together Ascension, the local arm of Together Louisiana, a coalition of church and community groups, organized the resistance. Last week, they filed suit against the parish council's prior okay of the exemptions, citing the lack of disclosure. Chairman Gautreau fired back.
Together Ascension would have you believe that companies are not being forthright and ethical, and they're colluding with politicians. How can you trust anything they say?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, downtown Baton Rouge, October 28th, louisianabookfestival.org.